Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a Wednesday edition of the conversation. Wow, I'm going to get into it. I got so much. I didn't know if I'd have time to do this or whatever, and I'm like, okay, whatever happens, I'm going to give this is God's, what's always God's show. Trying to find an article. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight I want to get into all kinds of stuff. I read an article that Ron DeSantis is actually going to go after these pharmaceutical companies. I don't know if you heard, but Rod Stewart's 11-year-old son has had a heart attack. Wait a minute. Heart attacks are rare in someone young. But don't worry, folks. Oh, wow. I want to get into all kinds of stuff. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Yeah, I want to get into all kinds of stuff. Senator McCarthy has come out and said that the Republican majority will hold the Biden administration accountable from day one, and good luck. The day I see Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Dr. Fauci and all these Democrats and corrupt Republicans and all these corrupt people in D.C. in prison, yeah. Talk is cheap. I'm so tired of this. Well, we're going to do this and this and this. I'm tired of hearings. We have a laptop. We know there's illegal dealings. Do something about it. You know, I want to see, you know, it's like Herschel Walker lost, and I want to get into how he lost and what happened and everything. And there's so much I want to get into. And he's kind of said, well, Trump needs to step away and da 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 because, you know, he can't win the, you know, they don't, whatever. You know, after it, NDAA defeat yesterday, Amy Kubler drops national security rationale for media cartel bill, JCPA bailout. Because if you don't know, in that NDAA bill, I'm going to get into this. They tried to put in marijuana legislation. They tried to put in this JCPA, all kinds of crap. And when all this pork bill crap was going to go in there, nope, that didn't go through. And you have like the Georgia Lieutenant Governor Duncan, who's basically said Trump is brainwashed and the base to think conservatism is angryism and all this stuff. And all these people, I'll tell you why they hate Trump. I'll tell you why everyone hates Trump. I'm going to get into so much. A gas station owner hires security guards with AR-15s. Guns are bad. I want to get into that. It's in Philadelphia. I want to get into so much. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. And remember, folks, we bow down and we give thanks to that. It's not yay. Go government. It's Jesus Christ.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. All these things will be added to you. And that's the end, almost, of a paragraph that started in verse 25, where he said, don't be anxious about what you should eat or what you should drink or what you should wear. And so clearly the all things includes having enough to eat and having enough to drink and having a roof over your head and clothing on your back. And the reason he wants us to feel that way, namely anxiety-free about what we need, is because we have a Father in heaven. And he says, look at the birds. Your father feeds them, and aren't you more valuable than the birds? And look at the lilies. Your Father clothes them, and they're more gloriously clothed than Solomon was, and so surely he'll clothe you. And you don't want to be like the nations who don't know God, because they're anxious all the time about these things. And I don't want my children to be anxious, the Father says. So clearly this promise, all these things will be added to you, is part of that argument. Let's not be anxious about what we need. Now here's the big problem. Are God's children always supplied with enough to stay alive? No, they're not. Jesus said plainly, some of you they will kill. Some of you they'll put in prison. And Paul said, shall famine or nakedness separate us from the love of God? Meaning there's going to be times of leanness with food and leanness with clothing. Well, what does it mean then when he says all these things will be provided to you? I think it means everything you need, all the drink you need, all the food you need, all the housing you need, all the transportation you need, all the education you need, all the money you need, all the health you need will be yours in order to do my will, in order to glorify my name. I will never ask from you that you glorify me any way for which I will not supply you. I will give you everything you need in order to live under my kingly rule. Seek my kingdom and my righteousness. Live under my rule. Live in my righteousness, and I will supply every need you have so that you will be successful at that.
That is Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. And it's truly, it's like the Bible says. Where does the Bible say we won't be persecuted for our beliefs? You know, see, so many people, well, God's not providing, God's not, well, okay. Are you still alive? If you're still alive, then God has a purpose for you, has a plan for you. You're still alive. You still got food to eat. You may not, well, I don't have that 75 things I want. Well, okay. You know, I always look at like back before NASCAR got woke, I was one of those diecasts. What would I do with them now? They'd be collecting dust. You know, a lot of these things I wanted, where are they now? You know? So think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Remember in Philadelphia and stuff where they talked about how you need to remove the bulletproof glass because it encourages violence and robberies and all this, and this owner goes, well, if I got to remove this, I'm closing my doors. I got robbed and shot at. That's why I put this bulletproof glass up. It wasn't up and then the violence happened. It was in response to being robbed and shot at. You know, back in the day, I was wanting to do this. Now, my niece may not remember this time, but I remember a time when you would go to the gas station and there'd be a guy, how much? Okay, 15 bucks. Okay, he'd put 15 bucks in your tank. He would check your oil. He would check your, he'd check the tire pressures, he'd wipe your windows. I wanted to do that stuff. Folks, there's a time when you felt safe. Now you have to have bulletproof glass and people with AR-15s armed because he's tired of the nonsense, okay? Who's going to school? Let me tell you, I'll go to a convenience store at 2 o'clock in the morning if I know that they have a sign on their door all day long that says, this place is heavily armed. Nothing in here is worth your life. You try to mess with us, you're going to get shot at. We are all heavily armed. We are all trained. We are all marksmen. Bang. Done deal. like I say on this program many times, look at all those kiddos. I call them kiddos. They're these, we need to ban guns and we need to do this, and I call them kiddos because they're retarded, because the people that follow them are even worse. You realize, I just want to be at one of these rallies when they say that. You realize something right now. He's wanting to take my gun away from me. Why is he talking about banning guns when he's surrounded by security fully armed? Whether they're cops, whether they're bodyguards, whether they're a Secret Service type thing. Now, I could sit there and he says, I don't agree with it, but if a guy said, hey, I don't think you should have guns, and I don't believe in guns, and I won't have anyone protect me with guns. They can have mace or a taser, but I'm not going to have anyone that's going to be protecting me with a gun. I just don't believe in it. Then I can at least have his back. I don't agree with him, but he's putting his money where his mouth is. He does not believe in guns, but he doesn't want to be protected by guns either. He doesn't want someone around him fully armed. The people that protect him are going to have like pepper spray or gun, you know, like a pepper gun or tasers. Then at least he's consistent. He's not surrounded by 10 people fully armed with 400 rounds of ammunition when he's saying, I can't have a gun. Makes no sense. It's like wiping before you poop. It makes no sense. But people are having a heyday with Trump. Because, I mean, Herschel Walker came out recently and just wrote Donald J. Trump's political obituary. Like, how dare, like Trump failed to win a second, a re-election. And I'm going to find this article. I had it up here. He's basically going off on Trump, like he needs to step down. He needs to, no. Herschel Walker needs to slow his roll. No excuses. Candidate Walker concedes after bitter Georgia runoff. And he's gone off like, well, this is what people don't understand about that runoff. Because when you look at Herschel Walker, he's kind of blaming Trump, like, well, Trump just needs to leave because he couldn't win a second reelection and all this. See, the problem you have with Herschel Walker is they had someone, Warnock had someone who claimed he was his football coach, which he never was, lied in campaign ads. The guy has stolen money from a Baptist church, and he was ordered by the courts to give it back. He's done all this illegal crap. The problem you have with this is you have people. I mean, there's always going to be, there's no election fraud. Election fraud's been going on since the very first election ever. Hey, guess what, Robin? You helped me get elected to this city council, and I'll be able to buy this giant plot of land, and I'll allow you, Robin, you and your people to take your wagon train with all your oxen and your wagons and all your belongings, and you'll be able to, you can take a shortcut through my property. If you do that, you know, and it's going to shave 2 days off your travels, and also, I know a guy that will give you a really, really, really good discount on if you need your wagon wheels fixed. He's a blacksmith. He can do all this stuff. You do this for me. You help me get elected, and I'll do this for you, and I'll kick back. And that's been going on for hundreds of years. It's not one election. But it's like in 2016, I'm with her. They interviewed like 10 girls that I'm with her shirts. Who do you think said this? And they said, well, I can never support or vote for anyone that said something like this. And I forget what the heck it was. But it would probably Sarah Palin or Trump, or it was a conservative, you know, some Republican would have said that. Nope. And they show the video and it's Hillary Clinton. They're shocked. But but they don't like, and then they try to dodge the question when they're asked, like, well, you just told us right before this that you could never support or vote for anyone who says that, who said this. And they tried to dodge the question. Well, I support Hillary Clinton, but wait a minute. Now this thing that they said that they could support. Well, they could support Hillary Clinton, not now. Mm-mm. Oops. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to say now because the candidate who they were going to support 1,000,000% now, they can't say anything because they don't know what to do. And they try to dodge the question. But I guarantee if it was a conservative that said that, oh, yeah, guess what, folks? Have fun with that one because, yeah, see, that's why I'd never support him because that's Trump. Trump said that. But when it was the Democrat that they're standing with the shirt who said this very phrase that they said they could never support anyone with, they kind of don't know how to respond because they're going to still vote and support the person. They're just shocked that that person would say that, you know. A lot of people hate Trump because he's all my nieces and nephews, and you know it's taken from the cookie jar. Well, I'm just going to take a cookie. No one knows. And then one of the other nieces sees this cousin do that, and well, if he got away with a cookie, I'll take one. And before you know it, there's no cookies left. You know, all these corrupt politicians, Republicans and Democrats, see Trump as a threat to their kick it party way of life. Herschel Walker's this. He had no chance because you have so many people. I'm voting for, I just vote Democrat. They don't know anything. I'm sure there was some election integrity there that was no good. I'm sure there were some stolen ballots and things. But you have people that come out and like, well, Herschel Walker's against abortion. So he's trying to control what a woman cannot have done by their doctor. He's going to take away a woman's right to medical care. Okay, 98% of all abortions, like I think it's like 98.5% of all abortions or something like that, is from two people consensually having sex, and instead of taking responsibility for their actions and raising the kid, they just kill it. It's like less than 0.1% that's abortion from a rape. It's like 0.853%, not even 0.1%. It's like ridiculous. So it's like 0.08. Yeah, it's not even 0.1%. It's ridiculous. You know, but, oh, don't worry, folks. It's, you know, and they act like, well, when the millions of women that get raped every year and get pregnant, there was a lady that was a product of rape, and she's grateful her mom kept her alive. She speaks. She goes, I feel sorry for my dad and what he did, but you know what? God gave me this life, and I'm blessed. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my mom. But that's the problem. You know, they try to demonize. But don't blame Trump. Don't blame Trump because you're in a corrupt state. I mean, how can a governor handily win in Georgia, but a senator or a congressperson, it's so too close. Most people, if you're in a state, if you're a Democratic state, you're going to have Democrat people. You may have one or two low state people that are, you know, in the state house that are Republicans in like a really heavily controlled Republican area. But sorry, folks. If I was a betting man and it was a straight up bet like Herschel Walker or Warnock, I would have put $1,000,000 on Warnock. There's no way in a million. I would have been shocked if Walker won. I really would have been. But it's not. Warnock is so corrupt, and he basically, I mean, no one's, as far as I know, and I've looked it up, and I haven't seen anything. If someone has seen this, let me know. But I've not heard anyone, no one's held accountable for all those lies. Where that, when that coach came out who said that, yeah, I coached Herschel Walker and spread all these lies, when that guy was basically, oh yeah, that's right. He sold crap tons of money from a Baptist church, and he was ordered by courts to give it back. He did all kinds of illegal stuff. But then again, you know, from what I'm understanding, there's like with this Marriage Equality Act and stuff and some of these things that they're passing, they're looking at in these laws, there's a provision. It's gonna go to the Supreme Court because I read an article. There's a provision that would cut religious liberties. What that would mean is, now I'm sure it's going to be it's going to go to the Supreme Court because you have to have religious immunity. If they followed that to a T, Muslims, even though they would tie a gay person's hands behind their back and throw them off a building until they die or stone them to death, because in a Muslim-majority country, you will not live if you're gay. You'll be killed. Plain and simple. But they would have to, by law, marry gay people. They would have, if I said I want to go to a mosque where you have a wedding of where Muslims would get married, you would have to be able to marry gay couples. According to this, I mean, I'm sure they'll not push Muslims to do that, you know, but like technically a Catholic Church, if this goes through and everything gets pushed and it gets signed into law by a Catholic, Joe Biden, you would have to accept gay people as a Catholic. You'd have to go against you would not be able to have religious doctrine at all because, well, you know, hey, we don't believe, nope, you couldn't do that. You have to marry us. Yep, you don't have any religious liberties. You don't have any religious freedoms. You can't say, the whole point of separation of church and state is to keep the government from running our churches. And what they're trying to do, and I said this Monday on the program, with this COVID-19 and the vaccine stuff, they're trying to circumvent the Constitution to get things passed, to force you to do things even though you have the Bill of Rights. And what scares me is these kids that like try to, you can't be here, and then they try to shut down conservative thinkers. Trump's a Nazi. If you know your history, all these Democrats that go to these universities that try to keep Charlie Kirk from speaking, or an Officer Tatum, and try to keep them from speaking, or someone like me if I was to go to university and speak, and try to keep them and threaten them and try to keep these conservatives from, like Laura Ingraham, and try to keep conservatives from speaking. It kind of reminds me a lot of when people tried to speak out against the government and the redcoats, the German redcoats came in and said, That's the problem. I mean, Kirk Cameron was denied story hour slot by public libraries for his new faith-based book, but at the same time, they were having drag queens in there. They were having story time with drag queens. But Kirk Cameron, because it's a faith-based book, nope. I hate when people, this is a government building. How dare you have, it's a separation of church and state. If someone says that you can't have religious stuff in a government building because it's a separation of church and state, then you have no idea what the separation of church and state means. And so that the government will never control our churches and tell us what we can and cannot say at the pulpit. And there have been times where there have been some governors and mayors and stuff that have demanded that the pastors hand over their sermon so that they know exactly what, and approve it, and approve what they can say on the pulpit before they can do it. And they got so much flack for it that they had to, I mean, there's tons of stuff that they're trying to shove down our throats. It's like these, like I'm getting back to my point, though. There were, like when Laura Ingraham, and she tries to speak at a school, or you get Officer Tatum or Charlie Kirk, and they try to speak, or like a Terrence K. Williams, and they have people that are threatening them and trying to keep them from speaking at their university. We don't want that stuff here. That scares me, because you should want them to speak. You don't have to agree with them, but you should want them to have freedom of speech and be able to say what they want to. Because just wait until the government starts doing stuff that you don't agree with. When are the liberals going to start having things censored that they support? And they're going to say, wait a minute here. Because if they can try to shut me up, they can try to shut my wife up, they can try to shut my pastor up, they can try to shut conservatives up, what makes you think they can't try to, what makes you think if they're going to try to censor us, that they're not going to do it to you when the time comes? You just happen to think, oh, I hate Trump, what a bigot, huh? He's Hitler, he's a racist Hitler. It's all fun and games until they start trying to censor you and keep you from opening up your mouth. Like all these people that, he's a stupid Trumper, he's a stupid conservative retard. You only think and say what Rush Limbaugh and Trump tell you to say. If Trump or Rush Limbaugh doesn't tell you what to say or how to think, you wouldn't know what to say. You only do what they tell you. And then 2 months later, you better just shut up and get the damn vaccine. We're never going to get back to normal until you get that vaccine. Just shut up and comply and get it. Don't even think. Don't think. Just get the vaccine. Just shut up. Just be a good comrade and just do what the government overlords tell you and just get that vaccine. You better get it, because if you don't get that vaccine, everyone in the world's going to die. That's the funniest thing I ever heard, when people said that I'm a threat to humanity because if I don't get the vaccine, we're all going to die. Well, but then how good is your vaccine? If your vaccine does what it's supposed to do, only the unvaccinated people would be affecting each other until we got natural immunity, and then we'd be fine. But, you know, these idiots that would tell you that, oh, guess what, folks? Guess what? I'm a threat to the vaccinated people. Since I'm not vaccinated from smallpox, I might give it to someone who is vaccinated. You shouldn't, if the vaccine works, you should never be able to get COVID from me. If the masks truly work, you shouldn't be able to, well, masks don't work, because when Dr. Fauci was asked under oath, under penalty of perjury, what data or what scientific facts or what kind of studies made you go from not wearing a mask to wearing a mask? Because there are things, there are interviews where everything we say about how if you cough in a mask, okay, you got all these germs in the mask, you keep breathing it in, it makes you sicker. All these things that you know, about how the molecule is smarter than the thing, that the most mask, except for about N95. They're not effective. This, not all these things that we said, nope. He said the same thing Dr. Fauci did, and guess what happened, folks? Oh, as soon as that happened, oh yeah, as soon as he flipped the switch and like, oh, vaccines are the greatest thing ever, and which he always shoved that down the throat, but believe it or not, he was anti-mask. And then all of a sudden, a week later, yep, I think we should all be wearing masks 100%. If you sleep, you should be wearing a mask. If you're at home, you should be wearing a mask. I mean, it got to the point where there were people literally that were wearing masks inside their own home who were not going outside or going anywhere. They weren't even leaving their home. So unless the coronavirus is in your house, there's no point in wearing a mask. They don't work anyways. They're not effective. They actually have to, by law, on the back of the package, say that this is not meant for pandemic use and it will not stop the spread or whatever. I mean, like, I get this all the time with some corporate people in places I work, because there's not one, the only thing that is bad with eggs is salmonella. The only way you can get rid of salmonella is cooking them. Refrigeration doesn't extend the shelf life, doesn't stop the spread of salmonella, nothing. So if there's salmonella in the eggs, it's the only way you're going to get rid of that is either not cook the egg, not use the eggs at all, or cook. but you still have to refrigerate them, even though it doesn't extend the shelf life or anything. That's why a lot of recipes, especially French recipes, the eggs, if you have a problem using them in the recipes, because it's meant to be eggs at room temperature, because they don't refrigerate eggs in many countries, because there's no benefit to it. Got about 30 minutes left in the program, just under, but thank you so much for tuning in. But that's, you know, it's ridiculous. But where's all the people, now that the pharmaceutical companies have said that, hey, this vaccine was not meant to stop the spread or do anything. It was not meant to, it was never going to stop the pandemic. It was never going to keep you from getting the vaccine or stop you from spreading it. So where's all these people going, wait a minute, I remember with Dead and Company, you had to have the vaccine to get into the pit. And what's funny about it is all these same idiots, I had a buddy in the hospital fighting with COVID, and he was vaccinated. Oh, you can't get the vaccine if you're vaccinated. You can't get COVID if you're vaccinated, basically. I kind of did a little joke. You know, you can't get the vaccine if you're vaccinated. But COVID if you're vaccinated. Yeah, you can. Now, you know, and, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with Rod Stewart, as his son has had a heart attack. Now, heart attacks are normal in adults, but very rare in kids. I mean, Dr. Fauci, until some of these people are in prison, I don't trust Kevin McCarthy until some of these people are held accountable. And then, until Dr. Fauci's in prison for treason. Supposedly, I read an article where Ron DeSantis is going to go after these pharmaceutical companies. You can say that they have immunity if they knew all knowing well that this vaccine, if there was nothing in this vaccine that was meant to stop the spread or the transmission, then why were people being told that we need to get the vaccine to get back to normal? Everyone needs to just get the vaccine and get back to normal. See, look at all these people. They're getting the vaccines on camera. That just made me laugh even harder. I mean, look, he got the vaccine on national TV. So, look what, I saw a guy on YouTube jump off a building without a parachute and plummeted to his death. Just because he does it doesn't mean I'm going to do it. Just because I see Nancy Pelosi supposedly get a vaccine doesn't mean I'm going to jump in and do it. If she wants to get, I mean, more power to her. I mean, first of all, a lot of them, the way they filmed it, who knows? You know, who knows if they actually got the shot or the jab? You don't know. I've seen a needle that's 100% real, and it looks like it. When a guy injects this person, he goes, all the liquid goes up inside this colored part where you can't see it. And when he does it on like three people, and when you look at it, there's 100% looks like he gave someone a shot. It looks 100%, but it's. He goes, they could have used that when they gave these politicians their jab. Or if they actually did give them a shot, it could have been vitamin B12, could have been saline, could have been distilled water, who knows? It could have been any number of things. With Ron DeSantis, he's supposedly going to go after these pharmaceutical companies. Power to them. We all need to. Something has to change. I mean, I'm sorry. They have to be held accountable. This is going to go down as probably one of the biggest pharmaceutical plots in history. And I truly believe, and I'll say this to the day I die, that there are tons, especially if you watch that movie, that documentary, Died Suddenly, how many people that you see, like Bill Gates and stuff like this, and I've seen tons of stuff, and if you ever saw the Georgia Guidestones, that there's a lot of people, big, wealthy people who will come out and say that there is a lot of precious resources on planet Earth, and they're being wasted by too many people. And there's too many people that are just wasting all these resources, and we need to thin the herd, shall we seek, and how can we thin the herd, and, you know, and, gee, a vaccine. And I think, and one thing I've always said, and whether I'm true, this is my opinion, I think that COVID-19 was supposed to be more deadly. It was supposed to kill more than it was, and they were panicking, like, what do we do now? What do we do? Because, I mean, we were supposed to have more people die from it, and they didn't. You know, people should be, you know, like the death rate was less than it should have been. What do we do? And when people weren't buying this, and when everyone else is going, and when Dr. Fauci's caught at a baseball game, sitting next to two people with no mask on, no one questioned it. Wait a minute, why is he not doing that? No one questioned this crap. There's like, wear your mask. And there's still idiots that wear cloth masks that don't do anything. Sorry, taking like a t-shirt, like a Hanes undershirt, cutting the shape of a mask and tying ends to it and putting it around your face is not going to do anything. The molecule is like a million times smaller than that. But don't worry, folks. I still see people massively wearing masks, like, especially in Asian plate, like Asian people, they still like religiously in restaurants wear masks like all the time. It's scary how brainwashed people are. I truly believe that they're trying to get a one world government in here. And I truly believe that they want to try to get cannabis legislation passed, because cannabis is one of the few things that, because it's federally legal still, though states legalize it, they can't, you have to use a card in most places. No, you have to use cash. Cash is about the only place. And because how can they push because I've seen videos where people have like a chip in their finger. Oh, they can't microchip you, and and this lady has like a thing in her hand, and she just goes wing, and she waves it, and up against, like, you know how you tap your credit card, tap and go, ping ping, and she scans her wrist, and bang, it's paid for. Well, once I've learned about the benefits of digital currency, yeah, I'm 100% behind it. So what happens when you want? How do you put money? How do you take digital currency and put money under your bed for a rainy day? How do you make sure that digital currency account cannot be controlled by the government? And if you don't comply, or they don't like what you say on Twitter, they can lock your account down. That's what they wanted to do with that vaccine passport. Oh, I support a vaccine passport. I support it. That way we all, all these people. And I said, it's not a vaccine passport. Yes, it is. You're so stupid. I said, no, you're the freaking moron, because vaccine passport, now it is. This is to make sure that if you're vaccinated, can you, well, if you test positive for COVID, because they'll have the hospital in many countries hooked up with the government. And if you test positive, they'll put in the thing, okay, for 10 days, we want to quarantine him. So your card will be red, and for 10 days, you can't go anywhere or do anything. And if you don't have that passport on you, and you get checked, big trouble. Well, just wait till now when the people who have gotten the people who are getting the vaccine and getting the boosters and think they're great, they're going to keep getting them. The people who can give two craps about COVID and the vaccines, guess what? The whole, let me take a picture with my vaccination card. I got the COVID-19 vaccine. We can all do this. We're all those, except for people that haven't changed their Facebook profile photo in like 2 years. All that crap's gone anymore. All that, I got the vaccine, you better get it too. Where are those? Yeah, they're all gone. And they want to do that vaccine passport, because then they can switch the passport to, okay, let's say something. Then they can say, okay, well, if you don't like something on Twitter, we'll make that thing red to where you, oops. Oh, yeah, it says here that you have COVID. You can't, no, I don't. Well, it says here, they'll try to control you like in China where they have like a, if you're a model citizen, you have, oh yeah, you're in good standing. You know, like we get, because we have medical bills out the butt, we have payment plans, you know. You're in good standing. As long as you pay the minimum or whatever we do every month. Well, that's how the passport would be. Hey, if you say something that goes against this democratically controlled regime, the New World Order, okay, we're going to make his passport red so he can't go anywhere or do anything. You try to go out to eat. We need to check your passport. What came up is green. Bing! Came up as green, you can go in. If yours comes up red, oh yeah, you want to do this? Oh, no, can't. And they wanted to try to control people. Yeah, the passport might be for vaccines now, but just wait till they switch it to other things to try to control you and own you. Show me how that passport cannot be used, not just for, show me how that vaccine passport, what I said, could never happen. I'm not saying they're going to, but show me how that can't happen to where they cannot use that to control you and say, okay, you're going to have this passport. And if you have, and if you go to the doctors and it says you have COVID, then it gets connected to your passport and they'll give you 5 days. You can't go anywhere, go into places because you have to scan your passport thing to go in. I work at a highly secure facility, and one of my bosses one time, the system that vets you, it was screwing up and it said that she was red and she wasn't vetted to come onto the plant, even though she'd been there 10 years, and because of that, until they can get that fixed, it said she was red, she cannot come on the plant, she had to take a day off. You know, it starts with a vaccine, and if you got it, you can do this. If you're not, you can't. Just wait until they mandate something else. Well, yep, if you don't do this, your passport's red and you can't go anywhere and do anything. If you don't do this, it starts with a vaccine, and then they can put whatever they can add, whatever they want to onto it, that if you don't comply with the government's controlling rules in the guides of safety and security, and guess what? It's going to be red. Try to go into a restaurant when you scan your passport thing. Before you can go into a restaurant, you have to scan this passport before they can let you in. And if it... Bing, I'm sorry. What? Yeah, it says you're red. We can't let you in. Sorry. What? They controlled people with a vaccine passport in the pandemic. They feared people into it. They can show me where they can't do that. Just like that Marriage Equality Act. Show me where I couldn't marry my niece Robin. I could marry my mom. And it'll make like incest legal in the law. I think they got it taken down. But there was a website where they had people from this country. And I've heard about this in Mexico in a way like where like they'll go to Mexico and they'll say, hey, you know, we'll give you like 4 months, or we'll give you like, let's say you make $100 a month in Mexico. Well, that's in Mexico. Now kids shouldn't hear this, so if you got kids in the room, I have them leave. And what they would do is they would give you like, here's $3,000, which I mean, like, you know, like imagine if you make like $39,000 a year and someone offers you like $70,000. And they'll offer them like, okay, this is like this is more than you'd make in a year. And they'll offer them that to take pictures of their kids nude. And if you're poor and okay, we don't have anything and we can barely make it. And, you know, we go to the store and 2 cans of beans is a quarter of what I make in a month. You know, I mean, we can't afford, you know. you know, and they'll do that in this one country. They literally would have people that they would show their birth certificates that got taken down. A bunch of us helped get it taken down, but at least, I don't know if it still goes on, but they would prove that they were like a daughter and a dad through their birth certificates, and they would have sexual relations. And it was, and it's incest, basically, and it's sick. But that would be legally allowed under this, because if I want to be with my sister, then it should be allowed. Under the Marriage Equality Act, I could marry, I got a real-life love doll, and I want to marry, I got a coffee cup, I want to marry, and you legally, because, hey, guess what, folks? It's a marriage equality. You can't discriminate against me and who I want to marry. I love this wide-ruled notepad. Oh, I want to marry it. You have to. And then the church would have to marry you, even though it would be against their religious beliefs or doctrine, because, you know, your religious liberties don't mean anything anymore because they've taken that away because they've circumvented the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all that stuff. But don't worry, folks. Just try to censor us conservatives. Just wait till they try to come after you. But that's the way this world is. That's the way this world is, folks. Don't worry. It's okay. It's marriage equality. It's only about gays and lesbians, no. Just like that vaccine passport. Yes, it's technically right now for vaccines, but can they legally not try to add something to it? Hey, if you don't do this, if you don't comply with this or don't comply with that, we can restrict where you go. We can constrict what you do. Show me where I can't marry my, show me where it's illegal for me to marry my sister or my coffee cup or my mom. Show me where that is expressly barred from that. Show me in that Marriage Equality Act where it says it's illegal for me to marry my niece or marry a dog. We can't find it. If it's there and it's actually in writing, I would be okay, but still, you know, I'd rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God, but that's me. You know, but it's just crazy, folks. Don't worry. Wake up. You know, like Kevin McCarthy. Yeah, the Republican majority will hold the Biden administration accountable from day one. Until I see people going to prison, I ain't hold my breath. Until Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all them are in prison, I ain't hold my breath. Until Dr. Fauci is in prison for treason, I ain't hold my breath. You know, like Facebook says that they have like what they call the Supreme Court, that they're overlords that demand more censorship of politicians and VIPs and all this stuff, and they want to control everything. And well, good luck on that one, because, you know, Twitter's already been proven that they were doing what the DNC told them to do. So technically that's a violation of freedom of speech, and heads are going to start rolling, you know. But it's amazing, because like when they had that national defense bill kind of go belly up, you know, people, see, that's what people don't realize. When you have like a 4,000-page, 20,000-page bill, who in 3 days reads it? And they try to slip all kinds of crap in there at the last minute. It's sad because people don't get it, you know, these people, and there are people that are fighting for freedom. No, they're not. They don't want me to speak my mind. There are people that, oh, we need to have drag queens reading to kids. Drag queens have to be able to read to kids. Okay. I'm cool with that. Not. Kirk Cameron can't do story time. You have these teachers that, like, you know what? I can't believe that we have to segregate women, boys and girls, because that's wrong, you know? I mean, it's wrong to say that girls are pink. You know, you can't just like gendericize that, like all girls like pink and all boys like blues and stuff. Like, sorry, you can't do that. You can't, you know, you can't segregate people by gender. There's only two genders. God only made two genders, male and female. That's it. Nice try. I'm just waiting for a retailer to say, well, we can't have a men's clothing section and women's clothing section because that's wrong. Can you please show me somewhere where, I don't, show me the medical journal article that shows someone who had their blood drawn and had it tested and they were not male or female, that they were a new species of gender. Then I might say, okay, well, what the heck? And it actually has real medical doctors saying, yes, this is an anomaly, folks. They were vaccinated, folks, and now their DNA is all screwed up, so we don't know what they are. You know, but like Rob Stewart, his 11-year-old son, had a heart attack. And it's rare for you, someone like that to have a heart attack. Not that kids don't, but again, I'm assuming he's vaccinated. I'm the 60% that, you know, because they're saying that, like, there's a 40% increase. It's sad. You know, they talk about how all this stuff's going on in the world, you know. January 6th is a day that will live in infamy. No, today is a day that will live in infamy. Today is D-Day. 2,403 Americans died at Pearl Harbor. Oh, but, you know, let's open up the gates and let these people in. The problem in this world, no one wants to be real about anything. When there's video of people, when you show people that you're so, I don't care, whatever. That's what doesn't get me. So you support these drag queens and doing all this stuff? Oh, you can't have a faith-based person reading to kids, but you can have Hugh Hefner in there reading to kids. Hello, folks, I'm Hugh Hefner. Yes, some witch. She did some witchcraft, and she conjured me up from the dead. I'm here. We're going to talk about all this stuff. It's, you know, we're in the end times, folks, where bad is good and good is bad. Sorry, folks. You know, when D-Day is a day that will live in infamy, but January 6th is an insurrection. I don't think this nation will ever recover from January 6th. Oh my gosh, what do we do? When, I mean, it's like these anti-American politicians try to act like January 6th is bigger than D-Day or Pearl Harbor or any one of these things. Like, D-Day is a day that will live in infamy. Pearl Harbor is a day that will live in infamy. When you got off that U-boat and D-Day, and there's a 99% chance you're probably going to come dead. When you have Americans that literally, bang, dead. Or if they didn't die, they had to sit there and pretend they were dead. That's the problem. See, if you want to know the truth about things, just know a black person that has come and from Africa, who lived in Africa, who's come here. And look at a black who's from America. You'll see two different people. The black from America will think he's owed everything. Oh, man, you ain't got fresh burgers, man? These are fresh. I make them, and I put them on the grill, and I put cheese on them, and I steam them. No, you got fresh ones made fresh, man. These aren't fresh. And I know so many people where I work that my burgers, like, man, I don't get a burger anywhere else because the way they're made here, something about these burgers and how you cook them, they're in the best burger ever. And you get these black people, man, when were these tenders made, man? These things look old, man. When were these made, man? I want fresh, man. You got fresh ones? And these fast food, they think they're owed everything. And if you're not making something right there for them fresh, because they're demanding it, you hate me because it's because I'm black. That's why you're not jumping over hoops. And if it's a white person, you'd be doing it. No, I'd be telling them the same thing. See, a white person, but you get a black person from Africa, they're grateful for everything, man. How you doing, man? Oh, man, the Lord gave me another day, man. I'm so grateful, man. Me too, brother, man. Thank you so much, man. God bless you. Have a great day. Oh, thank you, my friend. God bless you too, my friend. Truly two different people, two different cultures. One that's a victim. See, I want to have black privilege. I want to be able to sit there and be the last one at work, the first one gone, just sit in the bathroom all day and take selfies, never do my job, and then when I get fired, come after and blame everyone for the color of my skin. Oh, it's because of the color of my skin. That's what it is, man, because of the color of my skin. See? That's what it is, man. See? Because you fired me because I'm black. No, because you're the last one in, first one gone, and you don't do anything. We went on your Facebook and you took 200 photos in the bathroom. Oh, no, that's not what it is. Oh, come on, scans, why you find me, man? Man, why you fronting on me, man? So just look at Michael Jordan. Look at Oprah Winfrey. Man, even Deion Sanders is giving flack. Deion Sanders is one of the most amazing athletes. He played baseball. He played football. He doesn't need to start at like a junior college and work his way up. He could go to a top tier school and coach at a top level like NC2A team. He doesn't have to start at the bottom, take pay cuts, have stuff stolen. It's funny when people make something of themselves and they're black, they're like ridiculed, what are you doing, man? We're trying to push the narrative that black people can't do anything. They can't accomplish anything. What are you doing being successful and accomplishing stuff? What the shit? You know, that's what I hate. I hate, you know. I mean, you're an Uncle Tom because you're a sellout. What, because I think for myself I'm a sellout? I think for myself I do what I do. I think for myself I do what I want to do. I remember this one lady went off because you can be whatever you want to be. You can whatever. He goes, Well then, if I can say I'm white, I can say if I can think I'm a woman or whatever, then I identify as a black person. And this lady, why not? I can be whatever I want to be. It's amazing how I could be anything I want to be. I could be a giraffe. I could be a Tonka truck. I could be a chair. I could be a beach ball. I could be anything I want to be. That's okay. And you have to accept me as a cat and in school have a litter box. But if I identify as a black person, oh, man, she went livid. I'm going to the dean. You're getting thrown out of here. It's bull crap. You shouldn't be here. I'm like, well, okay. I guess you can identify as anything you want to except for a black person because I guess we got white privilege. And, you know, me and my wife are struggling. The world's struggling. We all have issues. Every one of us does, no matter who we are. We all need prayer. We all need to pray for people. But that's the problem in this world. You know, supposedly we have this magical thing where everything goes perfect for us and no one else. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night, and God bless you all, and goodbye.